leaving another mark on such a scale. She would merely be a player in others' dreams, like Florence's. When the girl awoke this dawn, Ariana hoped she would understand. There wasn't room for goodbyes between women of action. It would be wasted words. If Florence wanted to assume the post of a visionary, she had to weigh the importance of deeds before the importance of words. Not just from Ariana, but from the whole world.
"Brace yourself,"
Svare shouted over the gusty currents. The winds howled with greater ferocity the closer they got to the thick clouds that perpetually engulfed Loom. Ari grabbed her elbows at Svare's sides, locking muscle against muscle as she pressed into the taller man. The closer they were to each other, the less possibility for drag or for a rogue gust to get between them and knock her off. His magic washed over her in pulses that increased in frequency until they were a sustained force across the entire glider, including her. Surviving through the clouds required a hefty amount of protection, a corona. This was the second barrier that prevented a chimera from piloting a glider. Built into the handles Svare gripped were golden channels designed to funnel magic into a protective shield.